cowards inside. It's, I suppose, a lot of times it's to figure out what you want to do with your extra man and where you put him, like, and where you facilitate him, and can we use him better, maybe for a puck out option, or free up somebody in that regard, like, because we were killed on puck outs, like, especially in the first half. There was a run of them there, and Tip were turning them over easily and getting easy scores. So maybe, you know, if we could have freed up someone, the likes of a Shane Cooney or someone that can take a puck out in that area, we just didn't seem that comfortable hitting shorter puck outs. And then when we did, Tip were very good at closing us down. We didn't seem comfortable as a set of backs to work that ball out either. Like, so maybe that's where the long striking, we were planting the feet and just driving it there at times. Whereas, like, Pádraic, in fairness, anytime he got it, the head was up, he was trying to scan and see is there somewhere he could put it. A lot of the time, I don't think he had options. But I think too many times we just weren't comfortable working that ball out from our back line, and we weren't comfortable on our own puck outs for the majority of the game. And maybe a bit more, I suppose, direction or instruction on that spare person. If we're going with two inside, how can we use that spare person rather than it being maybe a corner forward that just rambles around the place? Because sometimes at this stage, with the way the game has gone, I don't know, does that work anymore either? Like, so maybe you should be looking at freeing up someone at the back and use that, like, you know, and depending on the players we have and where we're the way we line out, I suppose you have to try and work your puck outs to around that. Like, you know, it's not a case anymore where you have the likes of Johnny Glynn and Joe Kenning that you can just lash it down anywhere, and they'll usually either catch it or they'll break it in favor of a Galway player. So I think you have to kind of change up your game to suit the players you have out there as well.
The Maroon and White Pod, brought to you by CityLink. For bookings, timetables, updates, and any other information, head to citylink.ie.
So I'm delighted now to be joined by former Galway hurler Tony O'Gregan and current Galway under-20 hurling manager Fergal Healy to look back on Galway's narrow defeat to Tipperary on the final scoreline of Tipperary 126, Galway 24 points in round two of the Alliance League. Fergal, coming to you first, what did you make of the performance overall from Galway today?
I suppose it was a bit sketchy, I suppose, in some regards. There was passages where, you know, they were quite good. And then I suppose just getting that consistency into it at this early stage of the year. They're obviously still very much trialing out a lot of players and hoping that a few players put their hands up and push for positions. So, yeah, look, at Tip are probably a little bit further ahead than Galway at the moment, I'd say, in their training schedule. They were a bit sharper, but they used the ball quite well, probably a lot more than Galway did. And yeah, they were probably well worth their 5 points in it for a finish.
And Tony, what did you think of them today?
Yeah, I thought it took us a while to settle into the game, and I think the intensity probably caught Galway the first quarter, and that's probably owing to us playing Westmeath last week, and you know, Galway playing or Tipperary playing Dublin, and they were just at the pitch of it a lot quicker. And you know, really at sixes and sevens that first quarter, I think like Tip had maybe the three goal chances in that first 20 minutes, and you know, had 13 or 14 points on the board. But you know, once we settled into it and got into that intensity of the game, I think it was quite even for the next three quarters. And you know, there was a lot of positives there. I suppose we are trying out lads, and there was a bit of probably uncertainty in defence at times, and you know, our use of possession broke down, as Fergal said, at different times as well. But I think that'll come, and you know, I think we've probably a lot more scope to improve on, where you know, as Fergal said, Tipper that bit sharper and that bit down the line than us, and you know, mightn't have as much scope for improvement later in the season.
Just something Tony mentioned there, Fergal. We were really kind of at sixes and sevens in the opening quarter. After 18 minutes, we're 10-4 down, and we're probably lucky at that stage that it was only 6 points. Why do you think that was?
There was probably similarities to the Cork Kilkenny game last evening, whereby Galway were kind of standing off Tip lads were using the ball quite well, and like Tipperary, they're always very good kind of wristy players in that they get their ball to hand more than often. Like when that breaks down, it doesn't happen that often with Tip, and they seem to be getting a lot of joy there. Galway were kind of standing off them, and when Galway got the ball, then they were, I think they were striking from too far out. We were trying to deliver ball too far back, and when you do that, you're giving too much time for the opposition to set up against you, like or to pick it up. When Galway got possession and they started working through the lines and getting further out the field to measure their own deliveries, I think they got a bit more joy, like. So it kind of to-ed and fro-ed for a little while, but definitely in that time, Tipperary created a lot of space, and Galway really gave them a lot of space. And in fairness, TJ and was this, Jack Grealish, there was a lot of space in front of those guys there. So there was, it seemed to be bypassing Shane Cooney as well there. So yeah, they got a lot of joy, and as Ogie alluded to, they definitely could have got in for a couple of goals as well. But yeah, they were impressive in that early stages. Like, they looked like they were gonna run away with it again, similar to Kilkenny. But when Galway actually pushed up on them, got a bit closer to them, got stuck into them, got a few tackles, began turning over ball, and then started working the ball up themselves rather than just driving it out of the back line, and became a bit more measured and a bit more composed. They seemed to get back into the game and be able to, work some scores themselves.
Just on that word consistency, Tony, they're obviously trying to get it at the minute, but it can be difficult at stages too for Galway, as you mentioned, the Westmeath game last week, going into this, not ideal preparation. And then probably thrown in on top of that, there's a few new players and the Thomas's lads only coming back. Is that the kind of biggest challenge for Galway at the minute?
Yeah, I think when you're making changes in every line, like, maybe TJ at full and Shane Cooney at six, it's going to take you 3 or 4 games to kind of read the patterns of the lads around you. When Jack Grealish is going for a ball, when do I sweep in behind him and vice versa? And, it takes you a couple of games to get up to that pitch. And, unfortunately for some of the younger lads, like, they're only going to get these chances now, maybe early in the season where, there's more experience to come back in the likes of Joe Cooney and Daithí Burke and Cathal Mannion. So, I think Galway will kind of iron out these things as the season goes on. There's no point having them perfect at this stage of the season. And it's going to be, a while before we see that kind of consistency again. But, I still think there's a couple of things we can do better, as Fergal alluded to there. We're still hitting a lot of ball from inside our 45, maybe 70 or 80 yards into our full forward line. And, it's given the team an easy chance to counter attack against us. And, again, there was no goal threat today. And we're kind of hoping that Aidan O'Shea will bring that throughout the season as well, where, we just seem very orthodox inside in terms of two against three. And, there's not much low ball going in, there's not much ball coming from our midfielders or our half forward line in front of our full forwards. And, we're going to have to create more of a goal threat during the season and maybe play three inside at times in the game as well. So there are a couple of areas I'd like us to see maybe changing and get more consistent on this season compared to the last two.
Just on that, because it's a good point, Tony, you touch on about Galway's kind of forward setup. For a lot of stages today, we had Jason Flynn and Conor Cooney inside, and then we kind of had Evan Nyland, Roman, Tom Monaghan, Roman too, kind of into the middle third. We've seen Conor play at 11. What did you make of that overall, Tony?
There was a lot of rotation, yeah. So it probably worked at times, but again, I don't know if you had a 7 foot player in there at times. Some of the deliveries are just so far back the field, Paul. Like, we're striking from our own 45. It's traveling long, it's traveling straight, and it's a defender's ball 7, 8 times out of 10. Like, so we've to kind of get better at finding our midfielders with that sharp ball where they can deliver at an angle or deliver lower into, space in front of Conor Whelan, space in front of Aaron Ireland, space in front of Jason Flynn, and we'll get more out of them that way. But, that's probably something I've been critical of the team the last couple of years, where we kind of seem to have a pattern of that. We get a ball to a wing back and it's, a long diagonal from there or a long straight ball from there. And, we're probably only winning maybe 3 out of 6, 3 out of 7, and it's scrappy, like. And we had no shot on goal today, I think, from a goal scoring point of view. So, I think that's a big development for the team if they want to push on and, win All-Ireland semi-finals and challenge for All-Ireland honours, that you're going to have to be creating 5 or 6 goal chances, down the line in championship matches to, really consider yourself All-Ireland contenders.
Is that something for you too, Fergal, we need to improve on?
For sure, yeah. And like, when you're playing two forwards inside, it's, I suppose, a lot of times it's to figure out what you want to do with your extra man and where you put him, like, and where you facilitate him. And Can we use him better, maybe for a puck out option, or free up somebody in that regard? Like, because we were killed on puck outs, like, especially in the first half there. There was a run of them there, and Tip were turning them over easily and getting easy scores. So maybe, you know, if we could have freed up someone, the likes of a Shane Cooney or someone that can take a puck out in that area, we just didn't seem that comfortable hitting shorter puck outs. And then when we did, Tip were very good at closing us down. We didn't seem comfortable as a set of backs to work that ball out either. Like, so maybe that's where the long strike and we were planting the feet and just driving it there at times. Whereas, like, Pádraic, in fairness, anytime he got it, the head was up, he was trying to scan and see is there somewhere he could put it. A lot of the time, I don't think he had options. But I think too many times we just weren't comfortable working that ball out from our back line, and we weren't comfortable on our own puck outs for the majority of the game. And maybe a bit more, I suppose, direction or instruction on that spare person. If we're going with two inside, how can we use that spare person rather than it being maybe a corner forward that just rambles around the place? Because sometimes at this stage, with the way the game has gone, I don't know, does that work anymore either? Like, so maybe you should be looking at freeing up someone at the back and use that, like, you know, and depending on the players we have and where we're the way we line out, I suppose you have to try and work your puck outs to around that. Like, you know, it's not a case anymore where you have the likes of Johnny Glynn and Joe Kenning that you can just lash it down anywhere, and they'll usually either catch it or they'll break it in favor of a Galway player. So I think you have to kind of change up your game to suit the players you have out there as well.
Do we not have the ball winners? Or obviously, there's more players to come back for Gill, and we could see maybe Joseph Cooney in that role. But just when you mentioned there, are the ball winners not there in that squad to play that kind of, I suppose, from your own puck out from a Galway perspective? Is it not there, do you think?
Yeah, I suppose it's where you put them. Like, I mean, Conor Cooney is well able to win his own ball. Like, Quilo is able to win his own ball. But, like, do you want them out the field? Like, Joe is able to win his own ball. But, you know, we can't have them outside and we can't have them inside as well. You know, Evan is well able to win ball if it's given to him properly as well. You know, and even he fielded a good ball there on the sideline as well. He's strong. You know, he's not the tallest player, but, like, just because you're not the tallest player doesn't mean you can't be useful on puck outs either. So, again, it just goes back to the way we set up, like, and we seem to move around a lot. Like, Conor Cooney was inside 1 minute, and, you know, there in the second half he was back in the full back line. You know, now which shows the work rate that Conor was putting in. He had a great day out as well. He was very sharp. He got 5 points, I think, from play. But I suppose, you know, Gavin Lee's another guy. Can he be an option as well somewhere? Like, he's well built. He's tall. He's mobile. How can we get him on more ball? But it's just when we went through that run of long puck outs that kept breaking down, we needed something to change that up. Like, and again, look at this as stuff as the lads that come back, as Dolly Burke comes back into it. You know, you know, Beano has to come back in there somewhere as well. Like, you know, they could play him wing forward, centre forward, inside line as well. So there is plenty of players. Maybe we were just under pressure at times today. In that regard, like, maybe the midfield physically, I thought we were under pressure as well at times. We were out of it. I thought Chip dominated that area for most of the game. So yeah, look, there's a lot to work on. What you'd like from these games is, you know, I was hoping Owen Lawless would have been playing today. It would have been nice to see him how he'd fare at that level. Again, you need a few more of these, as I was disappointed for TJ. TJ, you know, he seemed a bit jittery on the ball, but again, it could be a case that he's doing so much at the moment that, you know, he's a bit tired, like, because he's a colossus there for UL and the Fitzgibbon. And we'll see that again on Wednesday night now when he comes up against the Galway lads. But he's one of UL's best players, and I know he's very highly regarded down there by, you know, other players and mentors, you know, from different counties. So he's a guy I would still think this guy can do a job. I know it mightn't have went great from today, but again, they are only league games at the end of the day. It's about learning. It's about see what we can improve on. And the likes of Gavin Lee, he got a couple of great scores and showed he is capable at this level. Like, and I suppose we just need maybe a couple of more of them guys now to keep putting their hand up. You know, the game, I think, kind of bypassed Don O'Shea a little bit physically. I thought he was under pressure at times, but he's an excellent player as well. And they seem to be trying to free Donal up at times, as he is very good on the ball, even though I don't think, again, going back to the way we worked the ball out from our defence, we didn't seem to be comfortable enough to be able to do that, to find Donal when he was free. So that kind of role didn't seem to work for him today.
It is something that they're trying to, I suppose, get more into their game, Tony. They're trying to play this more of a short passing game. We've seen it against Westmeath. We've seen it at stages again today. But I suppose it's probably new for some of these players what they're trying to bring into their game.
Yeah, and listen, I think most inter-county teams now are trying to play the same way in terms of varying it up with, putting the ball over the half back line or playing it through the lines or playing it around defences. And it's just creating that space in that middle zone there that's getting very hard because you have half backs who are just pushing so hard on half forwards and, midfielders pushing so hard on other midfielders that, there's so much less time and space in terms of finding those pockets and in terms of finding those passes that just allows you to play the ball in a bit better to your forward line. But you have to persist with it. And I definitely think the panel looks stronger this year when you look at the lads that weren't playing today and how well, as Fergal alluded to there, Gavin Dunn and John Cooney showed glimpses of what he's capable of and looks, very mobile and laid off some beautiful hand passes and stuff to bring lads into play. And I think it was encouraging to see. I think Keenan Fahey is a real option for us at wing back. Like he can just kind of saunter up the field a bit like Kyle Hayes and create overlaps and distributes the ball really well like a forward. And he can score from distance as well. So I think we're starting to create options in terms of having 9 or 10 backs and having 9 or 10 forwards for positions. And the midfield area is a concern in terms of who'll be in there that will give us that ability to, drop deep and link the play. And obviously Colin Mannion's an ideal player for that. And it's just trying to find partners for him in there at different times in the game that will, give us an advantage in there. And but I think the base of the squad is there, the ingredients are there, and it's just, for management to be patient and supporters in terms of persisting with this change in style of play and allowing the younger lads to just kind of gain these experiences. And it's a work in progress, like.
You mentioned younger lads there, Tony. Is Gavin Lee the biggest positive out of the younger players so far from the league?
Based on what I saw today, he can run the ball, he can link the play, he got in some really good tackles, he won breaking ball. He looks a really good, athlete and a smart player in possession, like. And I think there is, a good possibility that he will see game time come championship and may even start, a game or two as well. Like outside of that, like TJ's been on the panel a couple of years and as Fergal alluded to, has been unbelievable for UL the last couple of years in Fitzgibbon. So like he's going to definitely be a live option in terms of the back line as well. Ronan Glennon, we've seen what he's done the last couple of seasons and is continuing to progress as well. And John Cooney is probably the other interesting one in terms of his development. And Donal, I'd say I'd like to see another 2 or 3 games in midfield to see how it goes. I think he done well in aspects today in terms of distribution and cut out a few really good high puck outs in terms of knocking them down to lads and winning the breaks. And there's probably more to come from him as well.
Just on our options between Fergal fullback options, if you look at the minute, you have Dahi Burke, you have Fintan Burke, you have Gearóid McInerney, Shane Cooney, and TJ Brennan. It's obviously great having five players for as your options for full and centre back, but is it a bit of a problem in one sense? Like, can those players only play full or centre, or do you think some of them can adapt and play in the corners or wings? Because it's probably a dilemma Galway are faced with at the moment.
Yeah, I suppose most players need a bit of flexibility too. And the way the game has gone, you don't necessarily have your traditional three standing on the edge of the square like Ogie used to do back in the day. Get a nosebleed if he passed the half back line at some times ago. But you have to be your full back could end up anywhere now. Like a lot of them they're dealing with marking two forwards and where does that third person go then or where does he stay? I'd like to see maybe Fintan around that area. Like he's been, unbelievable for Thomas's. for a good few years now. I don't think he's really played in that position much for Galway, really. I think Fintan is more of a central player anyway, whether that's at three or six. You have Doughty, like Darren only came on today as well. Like, so he'll come back and he had a great season last year. He'll probably nail down a cornerback position. Tiernan Killeen is another player that's I would have huge time for. I think he could definitely be a long-term maybe solution to number six as well. He plays around that area for the University of Galway there at the moment as well. So there is a lot of options. I say Owen Lawless is a really good player. You'd like to see him given a go. Like, I suppose it's just where you, but like, I wouldn't get too hung up on those things either, because they have to rotate around. Shane Cooney has been brilliant for Thomas's as well. Again, probably didn't go, unbelievable from today, but once he gets back up to speed and gets, a few more weeks training, I suppose, with the lads under his belt, like, he's a really good player, Shane Cooney. He's really good on the ball. He's as tough as nails. I would expect to see him take one of those six back positions as well. And again, you've Garage Mac as well, like, and you could never rule Garage Mac out, like, who's a monster of a man as well. Could play anywhere, will never let you down, will give you 100%. And who's to say Garage Mac can't come in and work around that square area as well? Like, so there is options for them. I suppose it's just, again, these league games, people get excited about them at this time of year because that's all that's on, and that's why they're kind of relevant. In a few months' time, you don't even remember what happened in this game. So it's all kind of relevant at the moment. And for the lads, they'll be trying to see, okay, who put their hand up. They'll look at the Fitzgibbon games, over the next week now, between the midweek games and whatever lads are involved in the finals at the weekend, and see how that's going as well. And that's where the likes of TJ could go and have a storm or Wednesday, put today behind him, and off he goes again. Like, so they have a few weeks now to work on that again. You have other lads coming back as well. Like, I mean, like, Davy Burke is probably going to come back into some sort of role there. Like, could he be a free man around the middle, dropping back, getting on ball? Maybe not for the 60 minutes, 70 minutes of a game, but definitely, I think he has a role to play in that setup as well. And if you could get to the stage, a few of these younger lads could take starting positions, and you could have. I'm not saying these guys shouldn't be starting, but the likes of Joe Cooney, Garage Mac, Davy Burke, and that type of player coming on for your last 20, 25 minutes, wouldn't it be a great position for Galway to be in, to bring that experience? If you could get enough players to get you to that stage of the game and be in contention to win a game, and then look at bringing them two or three or four players back on. Like, but again, if you throw Cathal Mannion and Brian Concannon into the mix as well, like, two of the best players we've had for the last few years, would make a big difference. So I think Augie said it there earlier, like, we've a lot of players come back into that team and panel that will only improve it. So again, I wouldn't be too despondent on today for them. They just need to look at the positives in it and see what they can do to work on the negative aspects of it.
Is that a challenge for you with the 3 and 6? With the options they have at the minute, Tony.
No, I think it'll settle down, and I think they will pick it on form coming closer to the championship and weigh up all the factors. But I think you have a lot of proven players there, as Fergal outlined, and Jesus, I think it's going to be a bit of a headache for management, and that's what you want to see. Like, you have proven All-Ireland winners there at club and county level and All-Stars, and they're going to provide great experience for younger lads coming, like Tiernan Killeen as well. So, I think we're in a healthy position there in terms of the spine of the defence. And overall, I'd say we've 9 or 10 lads who absolutely could nail down a place in that defence, and we'll give a very solid look to it no matter what six you play. And with the variety and flexibility you need now as a defender, any players can find themselves in those positions under puck outs or at various stages of the match. So you've got to kind of be comfortable in a lot of areas of the field at different moments. And I think we do have that flexibility and adaptability in our defence, and that's a very positive thing going forward. Like,
Just something we did touch on. We touched on the opening minutes of the first half. We were trailing 10-4, but in fairness, Galway showed huge character then in the second quarter, the first half, to get it back to 16-13, going in trailing by 3 points at half time. Going on the first half, That was a positive in one sense, Tony, that the team and the players out there showed character in that sense.
Yeah, because it could have easily got away from us. But I think around the 20th minute, you see a couple of the forwards started to really dig in. I think Frilo come out half forward, won a puck out and laid a point on for Evan. Evan might have done the same. We just got a couple of scores there really quickly, and you could get a sense then from the forward line there was a good communication, good body language, and we just started to break down Tipperary's puck out between then and half time and, you know, give ourselves a foothold in the game. And you know, that's going to happen where a team gets a run in you. And, you know, I think a huge basis of that, as we said earlier on, the first quarter was we just weren't at the intensity of it. And, you know, I think there's factors there in terms of we hadn't a good game coming into it last week and Tip had. So, you know, it was good to see once we got our intensity levels up and our physicality levels up that we're more than a match for Tip and, you know, could have easily got a draw out of it. And, you know, I still think there's great scope for improvement in terms of, you know, our passing execution and, you know, been better on the puck out side of it and the restart side of it, both on opposition and our own. But, you know, they're the types of things that you are going to have to work at, you know, 2 games into a league. And, you know, you'd imagine as the pitches get better and you move into summer evenings that, you know, the clarity of role for players around that and their own skill execution will just be on the rise all the time. And, you know, it'll be a very kind of different look to Galway come summertime with the restarts and the sharpness of it.
Just something we did, you did touch on about the puck outs, but even I thought from open play, Fergal, at stages when Tipperary's shots did go short and Derek got it, like his distribution at stages was top class today.
Yeah, it was Derek. I thought was good. He was very safe on the ball. His handling was very good. Derek would be used to playing out the field. So I suppose when he does come away from goal, he's comfortable and he's very good at using the ball. So that's a nice position for the manager to be in as well, to have the likes of Derek and Aina pushing each other. I believe Gerald Kelly from Thomas's has gone in there as well, like who's a fine keeper, has had a couple of fine seasons, deserves an opportunity, I'm sure. But the two lads are definitely probably, you know, the two main keepers, and they're fighting each other for it. And it's a good situation to be in now, like because, you know, Derek didn't do anything wrong today. So, but I'm sure they'll be looking at it and giving them, you know, Derek equal number of games in the league and see who comes through that and make a difficult decision, then come championship.
Just as well, Tony touched on, we got ourselves back into the game at halftime, 16-13. You were looking for a good start straight away, and it was nearly similar again, Fergal, up until 43 minutes where we get our first score, but Tipperary race into a 21 points to 13 lead. Nearly similar to the first half, we were just a bit slow to get going again.
Yeah, and it was kind of a trait that was there in a lot of games last season as well. If you think back to the, you know, the Kilkenny game in Northern Park and the Dublin game in Croke Park, we were leaving ourselves with a lot of work to do, but showed great resilience and, you know, determination and all of that to work ourselves back into it. But then at the same time, you're expending an awful lot of energy getting back all those scores, and you know, you might have a lot of hurling done for 10 minutes and you're still only back level again. And it's kind of, you know, we need to try and work out what's going on in the first quarter of each half, because we're kind of struggling again, similar to at times last year. And it could be just something simple about their setup, and can we get on board? Can we win the throw-in? Can we win a free? Can we just start a little bit better and be conscious of that? That's something I'm sure they're going to be aware of, especially, I'm no doubt they were conscious of it last year, but it's kind of, you know, raising its head a little bit again today. But again, like they didn't get any game last week. So, you know, this is for Galway's first proper match. You know, I'd be reserving judgment for another few games anyway. And I'm sure it's something that they would be very cognizant of.
Tony, I just seen there when Fergal was saying that of slow starts last year, you were nodding. I get the sense there that, like, what Fergal touches on there, you exert so much energy on getting yourself back into the game, and then you're almost not doing yourself justice by Tipperary racing back into the lead again after halftime.
Yeah, it did seem to be a pattern last year where we concede, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 points, in one go, and then, we're 10 or 15 minutes like working our asses off to get that back. And, when you're trying to finish the last quarter of games kind of mentally and physically fresh, and they're the closing stages there and the most important stages of matches, and maybe if you expended all your energy trying to get back into the game, it's going to probably come back and bite you. So our concentration at that level just needs to be a lot higher, I think. For a sustained period in games, it's completely different to club level or colleges level, where you really can't switch off, even for three or four balls. Like, it could be, as you see some players coming off today after 20 minutes, because you just have to have that real mental endurance to stay the course on these things, and being able to switch really quickly when the ball goes dead into the next play in the next moment. And you can't be lingering in past plays or allowing teams to build momentum like that. And I think we've been a bit poor in that area and inconsistent the last couple of years. And it's something we need to iron out. And as you alluded to there was probably too much of the first half and that kind of negative momentum. And again, after half time, when we got ourselves into a good position, we just started really slowly again and powered into it then in the fourth quarter again for three quarters of it, and probably finished poor enough the last 4 or 5 minutes. So it's just trying to get more consistent throughout games. And I think we've been saying that a lot the last year or two about this team. And it's time maybe it got resolved, and we got more consistent in those elements, be it hook outs or getting into position quicker, or our setup or something tactical that needs to be adjusted, or mentally we just need to be more tuned into what play is in front of us in that moment.
What's the main thing there, Tony, you go about resolving that kind of issue, I suppose, just switching off or the other team getting their purple patch, but trying to limit it in one sense?
I suppose you go through your best quarters and you see what we're doing well from our own puck outs and opposition puck outs is probably a starting point, and you see what we're doing in general play, and then you're trying to look at the inconsistent periods and seeing what's actually happening. Or players executing the roles, are they getting back out to position quick enough for the puck outs? Are they executing what they should be doing on the ball in the right areas? And you're trying to bring that kind of consistency through then in training. From my experience, that we're kind of reinforcing that and making sure that it's continuously worked on, and we're seeing that consistency improved after 3 or 4 weeks. And I think that's where you've got to kind of go back to your coaching and what you're doing during the week to build that concentration into it, and also that clarity in terms of what we need to be doing well in each moment.
Just after that period, Fergal, we're 21-14 and 43 minutes after Conor Cooney's point. But again, the reaction really good. By 56 minutes after Evans' three, we have it back to a one score game where it's 21 points to 20.
I think at that stage, our forwards definitely started working that little bit harder, and then that in turn forced Tipperary to probably go long with a lot of ball that they didn't, and it was easier then for our backs to defend and work it. So a lot of it can come down to that, like as well, two or three of the forwards really getting stuck in, putting pressure, not giving them space, our backs tightening up on the forwards, getting closer to them, and then when they were against the breeze and you were making them deliver from further back, the ball was getting held up, and that was giving our lads time to set themselves. And we were a bit more aggressive, I think, at times. Conor Whelan coming out the field probably helped as well at that time, getting on ball and carrying a bit of ball. But it's just to get that, I suppose, come back to that word of consistency. Why are we waiting 15 minutes before 15, 20 minutes in each half? Why are we waiting and giving ourselves so much to do? Why couldn't we have started the second half there with the breeze behind us? Really go after the throw-in, get numbers around it, win that ruck, get out, try and win a free, get settled and take it from there. Why were we chasing after Tipperary like we were for those? And Tipperary had got through on numerous occasions as well where they could easily have got goals. So we were under pressure. Like, that game could have been out of sight after 15 minutes of the second half. No, you did always feel that because Galway came back in the first half and they seem to have this, and obviously no doubt the lads have brought that, like they'll never give up, which is brilliant. You always felt Galway were going to come back again, like, but again, it just was too much. Like, it was by the time Galway got back close to level, Tip kind of had a break, and off they went again, and they finished the game and won it emphatically enough. Like, and probably would have tagged on another couple of scores if it went on for another 5 minutes. That's the way you'd feel from looking at it. So again, we were just leaving ourselves too much to do. Like, and by the time you're doing an awful lot of hurling to get 6 or 7 points back at that level, so you are. So it's something they really need to look at now for the next. I don't know who their next game is, but they definitely have Limerick coming up there at some stage. So I'm sure that'll be a target for them, like, because the Galway will be pushing hard, and they should finish in the top three. That's what you want to be. You want to be thereabouts, getting close to a semi-final anyway in the league. So there's a few things there that they need to iron out, like. But again, you're missing a lot of key players as well, like, that will come into that area, especially into Joseph Cooney's another guy, massive addition there, physical presence. Whether they use him in the half back line, midfield, half forward line, he will give you a huge presence. And Cathal Mannion is a massive player that will be out in that area. You'd love to see maybe Cathal at 11 there, where he can come back the field, but he's still that attacking threat, like, because Cathal can get in and goal, like, Cathal can score points. And you probably need, Whelan close to goal, like, he's our main goal threat, like. So Jason just doesn't give you enough consistency. Jason shows you flashes of, unbelievable stuff every so often. And he's done it today on three or four occasions, but there was 15, 20 minutes at a time there, and there was no sign of Jason. So, he has the ability, he's got the size, he's got the pace, he's got everything. But we just don't see enough of him at times either. So, it's at times like that you need key players. And I suppose over the years, the likes of Kenning and these lads were always the guys that would stand up and stop that rut, that when you're in that kind of a rut, like, and you're under pressure. And the likes of a Davey Burke would have maybe started talking to lads more out there. And maybe whatever it is, we need to maybe just slow it down. Someone has to go down, take off their helmet, whatever it takes to break that momentum from the opposition. At times, and maybe we're lacking a couple of those guys out there today, at those times.
Just on that, from our purple patch, Tony, within that period, if Evan Ireland probably looks back at it, there's probably one or two misses within that period. If he gets them, it puts us ahead, because ultimately he had two misses, I think it was. So that would have put us ahead. But they were kind of crucial misses when you look back at it now.
There were, yeah, which I suppose you wouldn't narrow it down to that either. I think, like you made, you'd be praising him for the great run he made off Whelo, and like 9 times out of 10, he would have slotted that off his right side. Whether he saw the goalie off his line and he was going for the top corner, I wouldn't doubt it. With Evans' ability, it would have been a great finish. And I think he intercepted maybe another puck out and took it on his right on the sideline when Keenan was just coming on his right on the overlap and space in front of him, but maybe he was halfway through a shot before he realized Keenan was coming as well. And I think maybe there was a free off the post as well. So that could put us two or three up, and it was, 6, 7 minutes to go. But listen, I think, coming down the stretch in championship matches, you'd love Evan in those positions again. And I think as the season goes on, he gets sharper around his execution and his decision making. And, it'd be worse, I think, if we weren't creating those opportunities and he wasn't finding those pockets of space. So, you'd be pleased that he put himself in those positions. And I've no doubt with his ability that he'll score them again when it matters most.
Should Robert Byrne have got a red card in that period, Tony?
I suppose he got a yellow for the tackle on Evan, and I think he didn't lean with an elbow and he didn't lean with the shoulder. I think he's just, physically a very strong man, and Evan kind of ran into a wall in that period. And Tom Monaghan was probably the victim of another challenge then at that stage as well. And I know Sean Lennon reacted to it, but I don't think there was anything in the challenge on Tom Monaghan other than maybe he used the hurl on the ground after free was given, and it was hard to see on camera. Was there something a bit more there? But no, I think from what I gathered, I think they were both okay challenges. Maybe his reaction after fouling Tom Mon, Sean Lennon reacted fairly aggressively towards it, so maybe he saw something in terms of use for hurl after the free was given. But I couldn't see clearly on TV watching it, to be honest.
Do you think he got away with one there, Fergus?
Yeah, he was probably lucky to stay on the field, wasn't he, really? Like, any of those kind of shoulder challenges. Like you've seen, James Regan's won the club final, albeit which was a little bit different, but anything kind of head high, usually they clamped on it. And so he probably was lucky, especially for Evans one, he was probably lucky to stay there, definitely.
So something there you touched on earlier on, Fergal, Justin McGeard, you were talking about Jason Flynn, and it's probably a challenge with some of these players where they can come in and out of games. Like, how do you go about that now as a management, trying to get the most out of some of these players that you're not always seeing in games?
Yeah, with Jason, I suppose they're probably scratching their head wondering what is the best position for him, and where can he do more enough damage? Maybe leaving him at 11, keep him around there. Like maybe he does too much moving in and out in the wing. Keep him central. Try and get ball to him. Can he work off the breaks off the inside line? That's kind of where I'd be inclined to be trying to get the most out of him, is in the half forward line. As I said, I think you need Whelan inside. I'd love to see Conor Cooney and Whelan inside and getting enough good ball into them if it was the case that they were going with two players inside. And have your Jason and your Kyle Mannion and your Tom Monaghan. In fairness to Tom Monaghan, I thought he worked really hard. I think he's really put his hand up at the beginning of the season again. In the Walsh Cup games, he was excellent. I think today, like he brought the fight to Tipperary on numerous occasions there. He won frees, he got a couple of scores. He's kind of been really good, to be fair to him. He's one of those guys that is putting his hand up for starting place. He kind of lost it last year and then was really good coming on in a few games. So I think he really wants to start on that team this year. He's a guy that is showing up well for them. And you probably need the same from a Jason, just getting on a little bit more ball, win a couple of frees, win a few rucks, catch a few puck outs. Like he has that ability. He can speed away from you. Like he can shoot off left, right, very smart on the ball. But we just need a little bit more out of him. If you could get, like, I don't know, did Jason score today, did he?
No, 1-3, all right, but he didn't score. No.
Yeah, and like you look at Conor Cooney then, like probably didn't get as much ball, but clipped 5 points from play. Really economical. So if we could get Jason, as when he gets on board, to be just using it that little bit better. And again, I suppose it's, for Jason, maybe putting him into a position and leaving him in it, like maybe moving him around to the five or six positions doesn't really suit him. Sometimes the game could just bypass you by moving around. But in fairness, as again, he did show glimpses. I mean, the touch he got there in the second half to spin and win the free, like he caught a few balls, he set up a couple of scores. He showed glimpses, but again, for me anyway, it would be great to see a little bit more of Jason and see him on the ball more.
A big positive, Tony, Fergal touched on it. Conor Cooney clipping 5 points and carrying on his club form into the Galway jersey today has to probably be the biggest positive out of today's performance.
Yeah, geez, I think if we can get Conor going anywhere close to his club form with the county again this season, I think he'd be a huge addition. I think he just leads the line so well, and he comes up with the big plays when they're needed the most. And more than that, All-Ireland club final to go in on Hugh Lawler, probably one of the best inside defenders in the game at the moment, and cause him untold trouble. And again today, off limited supply, he just made his presence felt in terms of his ball winning, his distribution, and his ability to score in tight spaces. And I think it's mouth-watering to think that he's hitting really good form. Wheelo, Brian Kilcannon, Cathal Mannion, Evan, Tom Monaghan, Joe Cooney potentially. There's loads of options there, and loads of threats in terms of scoring and ball winning. And if we can keep everyone fit and training well throughout the season, you could be really, really competitive this year towards the latter stage of the championship.
With Conor, I suppose, to previous years, he was probably coming back on the disappointment of the Thomas's campaign, but this year they're obviously coming back after winning the All-Ireland, and you could just tell, even Tony, with the little supply you got today, the confidence was there.
Oh yeah, listen, I'd say after losing All-Ireland semi-finals or finals, it takes a good number of weeks to lift yourself, and the bounce you're getting after winning these things, sure, it's absolutely massive. I'd say he's and most of the lads from Thomas's are probably gliding into training now and really looking forward to things, whereas everything becomes a bit heavy after losing those matches and, a bit of a draw on you in terms of doing gym or, training in the mucky conditions or league matches. But now all of a sudden, I'd say they've a new lease of life and there's a fresh kind of confidence in them. And, sure, David Burke as well, we've only mentioned him a few times, like he'll be a huge addition to the squad, both on and off the field, and just an incredible leader and incredible decision maker in those vital moments. So, they're all going to add so much to the squad in terms of on and off the field. And, I think it'll inject a lot of confidence into the panel as a whole to have those lads coming in with all Ireland medals in their back pockets.
From, I suppose, the last 4 minutes plus the 4 minutes of injury time, we're outscored 1-3 to a point. Probably disappointed in one sense. When we get the ball, it's still 26-24. We cough it up. Sean Lennon has no other option but to foul Stakelum, fouls him. He gets the sin bin, and then Tipperary end result get a penalty. Gareth O'Connor slots it home. But in one sense, will there be disappointment of how go I finish, Fergal?
There will, yeah. But I think it just goes back to, the amount of energy they expended trying to get back to, on level terms. And if they can try and sort that out and, stay close to teams up until that last 10, 12 minutes and be in a position where you're not chasing it, and that you have the energy, I suppose, to push on as well. Like, and they'll be frustrated with that. They will be, because it did seem, I know when Sean went off, they got the penalty, and it did seem as they could kick on a bit more. They seemed to just get that little bit of burst of energy. But once they got the couple of points free, once they got that, they got up 2 or 3 points up, and you could only see Tip finishing strong. They seemed to have that little bit more energy. But again, look at, they had a good, really good game there last week anyway, so that probably stood to them. We have a lot of quality there. Like, obviously Kevin Cooney I think is a huge loss to the forward line as well with his injury, and hopefully he'll get back in time for some of the championship, because he had a massive season last year. He's a player, you'd nearly forget about there when you don't see him there, obviously, over the last today. Like, but he's a guy that would play for you inside or outside. Yeah, Declan McLaughlin there is out with a finger injury there for a few weeks as well. He's been showing up really well.
Did
Showing up really well for Mary I. Yeah,
Jamie
sorry.
Ryan show today in patches that
Yeah, yeah.
maybe he could
Wasn't it,
be?
it was great to see Jamie Ryan actually get out there, stay injury free. You'd feel sorry from there the last time. I think he hurt his hamstring in a warm up. But yeah, like he did. The first touch he got, I think he set up a point for Connor. Like, he got on a ball on the wing where Galway were kind of on top at the time, and he picked up a ball and carried it. I don't know, it on the come off it. But he has that bit of energy, and he's another guy. Like, so, we've named, numerous lads there today. And I suppose it, over the next couple of games, there's probably a bit of pressure going to come on lads to put their hands up. There's only so many chances you can get. And with these older players coming back in, that they know they can do a job, whether it's coming on or starting. I think a few of these younger lads really need to do, if they get the opportunity over the next few games, it'll be important that they take it and that we get a performance. And we do need to get maybe at least two more wins anyway to get us through to the next stage. So there'll be a lot to play for. But again, hope you'd like to see Cathal Mannion and Concannon and these guys coming back, and maybe seeing Jamie Ryan start a game and see Decky McLaughlin start a game. But again, I'd like to go back, see Fintan maybe get back into the team as well. But as well, you're not ruling out, TJ or Owen Lawless. You'd like to see Gavin Lee get another couple of games. I think he could be a starter come championship time, definitely. So there's a huge panel of players there, I suppose, just to get the mix right. And again, it's a bit of timing as well. Like, so if Galway can keep, get a bit more of an improvement over the next couple of games and keep pushing, pushing, pushing. But for Galway, you would like to see them, I suppose, pushing to try and maybe win a league as well. And then obviously go on and push on and try and win a Leinster Championship. I think it's important for the group that they try and get a bit of silverware this year.
Just on Fergus' point there, Tony Oak, pushing to win the league. They do have Antrim to come next on the 25th in Corrigan. There's challenges with that as well, going to Corrigan. We all know how difficult it is there. Then it's Dublin. So if they win those two games, that should secure them then into Division One for next year. But then with that, it comes down to the Limerick game at the end. Even Shefflin talking before the game, he said we'll probably have to win 4 out of 5 games to get to this league semi-final. That's obviously the aim now, to, I suppose, build towards that Limerick game, but get 2 wins on the road to be in that position.
Yeah, I think Galway can afford to go for the league and get as many competitive games as possible. There's a big panel there and just get a look at everyone. I think the longer they stay in the league, the better. And last year you probably had one or two disappointing games in the Leinster Championship that just didn't really provide a test. So the longer Galway stay in the league and get those competitive games like the Limericks and please God Dublin and Antrim will bring them a big test for them as well. It'll tell you more about the panel and where we are form-wise, and getting into a semi-final, you get a good crack at a Cork or Kilkenny, the other side maybe would be a great semi-final to get. And you're in going in match ready then for the Leinster Championship, and you can build into the next phase of the season there. And as Fergal alluded to, I think silverware would add a lot to this group this year in terms of their confidence going into an All-Ireland semi-final if they do progress through the season. And if you did have a league and a Leinster Championship under your belt, you're going into a semi-final feeling, this could be our year. And we've beaten all we can at this point in the season. And these are the kind of milestones and stepping stones that the squad, I'm sure, will be aiming for to kind of show the progression on year 3, is it, with Henry.
What would a league title do for the group, do you think, Tony?
Listen, it'd be good in the moment and in the context of whenever that's finished up, maybe April time or the end of March. And after that, I think everyone would park it fairly quick and realize that you have your 4 or 5 game Leinster Championship now to aim for. So I think you're just really trying to build performances at this stage of the season and get competition in the squad and get the form going. And you take a league win as that's all it is like, and you move to the next game, and it's not really a cliche, it's really important, and you just build performance by performance and week by week. And I don't think any team, county team at this point of the season is talking about All-Ireland series or anything like that. You have to go the phase that you're in and do that as well as possible and prepare as well as possible. And then when that's done, you're moving to the Leinster Championship block and trying to eke out performances there and good preparation as well. And if that's good enough, then please God you're entering the All-Ireland series and having a cut off at that. And you're never looking too far ahead, because if you do, even for one game or one quarter at this level, you get fairly humbled fairly quick.
So it's Antrim next for the hurlers on the 25th of February. They have a break next week. Just for yourself, Fergal, obviously stepping up this year from the minors, now as under-20 manager. I suppose no championship game so far, but your training and everything's probably heating up and building towards that. But have you found it a big step up from the minors to the under-20s? You probably found it.
Yeah, I suppose look at the there's it's been a little bit of a step up. I suppose with the players, we're fairly familiar with a lot of them from the from the 2 years at minor. And then obviously you're getting to know the guys that are turning 20 this year and trying to, pull them all together. You've kind of 3 years of players that you pull together at under 20, 18, 19, and 20 year olds. So trying to get that balance right, and get them going together. Look at we're up and running all right. It's February is a bit of a tricky month. University of Galway are in a fresher quarter final Wednesday, and they've been playing every Wednesday for the last few weeks. You have ATU Galway have games. We've a couple of guys there. We've two fellas with UL as well. Then you have Prez and Rayfield's guys. Prez playing quarter final next weekend, and Rayfield's playing a semi final 2 weeks after that, and hopefully the Prez will be in that semi final draw as well. So February is a month of it's there's a bit a lot of juggling, I would say, in that you're trying to just keep the players fresh, really, and try and get them playing, try and get a level of training to a lot of the guys that maybe mightn't be involved in those squads as well. So it's a bit of a balancing act, So, but look at our relationship with like Frenny and Rayfields and Paul Hooban in the Prez and Davis Hooban in the University of Galway, like it's all very good. Like, so there's loads of communication there. Again, players themselves are the main guys that need to be looked after, especially for this month anyway. And as them competitions come to a close, more lads become available to us, I suppose, from March on. Like, but then like the first round is the end of March, and we have a bye in the first game, and then we play Offaly on the 6th of April. So you don't feel that time coming up on you either.
Does it help compared to previous under 20 teams that they were like last year for particular, they would have had a lot with the seniors? Is that helping in one sense this year that there's not a large group of players involved?
I'm sure it does. Like, again, I wouldn't have had the experience that the lads would, Brian and the lads would have had for the last, previous years. And we're probably lucky in that regard. And in fairness to Henry and Joycey and the lads, they came to us a couple of months ago and said they were going to leave, and they had their eye on a couple of lads, and they'd identified three or four lads they were interested in, but they were leaving them with us. And they've had different lads go in for training sessions with the seniors at different stages. So communication is good there. When they need a few lads to go in and make up the numbers, or they want to play a game or whatever they want to do, they usually contact me and say that, give us three or four lads, and we just pick a different three or four most times and give them all experience in there. So it seems to be working well in both ways, whereas the lads that go in, can see exactly what's going on at that senior level. And it gives them a little bit of an incentive to try and get there, But for us to be able to prepare with all, your stronger 20s is obviously a huge advantage, and something that when you see, how difficult it was for Brian and the lads for the last 2 years, you definitely sympathize with them in that regard. Because, looking back at the games last year, they had to line out in nearly all of them games without key players, and especially against Offaly in the last game. I think they were without Tiernan, albeit with an injury, but he would have had a heavy load on him at the time. And Liam Collins was missing as well, where he would have been the main forward. So you can definitely, it was tough going for them. So I think from that regard, we are lucky that the lads have kind of left us be. But look at it, if the lads are showing up well for us, there's definitely a path to them for senior. And like the lads have said, if guys are showing up in the under 20 championship, they won't be shy to bring them in either, which is great for our guys.
And for yourself, Tony, I know previous years you've been involved with inter-county setups in the sports psychology role, but this year you're just with a few clubs.
I suppose the opportunity inter-counties come every couple of years, and at the moment, I just focus on the club scene at the moment between football and hurling. Enjoying the probably lesser involvement to the scale of things. Inter-county at senior level requires a huge commitment both on and off the field, and very enjoyable setups to be part of, and who knows what opportunities will come in the future.
Good stuff, good stuff. Well, that's all we do have time for on the podcast for today. A massive thank you to Tony and Fergal for coming on, and we'll be back as usual next week for another podcast.